This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Julius Fast was the first person, I believe, to put in print the idea that we communicate nonverbally with body language. People communicate in your family to you all the time with body language. You're not aware of it. What do we do? Well, for instance, he mentions in his book that people pat themselves on the forehead to show forgetfulness. We raise an eyebrow to show doubt that someone's telling the truth. I didn't know this one in particular, but people rub their noses when they're puzzled. Somebody says something we don't understand and we rub our noses. I thought it was just because we had an itch, but that's not what he says. We cross our arms when we're showing a little bit of being reserved, not fully accepting of maybe what's being said. We wink when we want to show intimacy, and that doesn't necessarily mean romantically. It means that you're sharing with another person. You and I are on the inside of a joke. We both understand a joke's taking place. So winking sometimes can show intimacy. You say, well, what does body language have to do with the message today? We're going to see the body language of people today, two men. And you saw it evidenced in the drama that just took place of two men going to the temple to pray, and one was a Pharisee, and one with his body language was strutting his spirituality, so to speak. God, you're lucky to have me. God, you're fortunate that I'm a part of the kingdom. And the other man couldn't even lift his eyes up to the sky, but use this body language, which we don't have a comparable thing. He just beat his breast, which was a sign of contrition, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But the title of this message is not just body language, it's heart language. Because you see, pride and humility are languages of the heart. And we'll talk about that as well. Let's bring up the text that you saw acted out for you. It's in Luke 18. It's exactly where I left off last week. Chapter 18 has been referred by some people as the prayer chapter of Luke. Last week we talked about persistence in prayer, where Jesus said we are to always to pray and never give up. Why do you and I need that message? Because the temptation in life is to give up praying. My guess is there's a man in here who's given up praying for somebody a long time ago. There's a woman in here today, I don't know who you are, but you gave up praying for a loved one, a husband, a relative, a parent, a son or daughter, and you just said, what's the use? It's not doing any good. And Jesus taught us last week always to pray and never give up in prayer. As long as a person's still alive, you can pray for them to change and pray for the Lord to work in their lives. You really can, and we're not to give up. We're in verse 9 of chapter 18. It goes like this: to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. Not to the Lord, he prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Listen to this next statement. This is the most important thing Jesus says. I tell you that this man, the tax collector, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Well, this message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.